Billick said, play it as if you were playing Hamlet. He said, you must play it absolutely seriously. I will make it funny. Don't ever try to be funny. And don't try to tip the wink on anything. But it was his concept of Sherlock Holmes. And I thought a very delightful and affectionate one.
We see Holmes as something other than this rather hard calculating machine, that forensic side of Holmes that you get so strongly in Peter Cushing or in Eileen Norwood, is replaced by a figure who's capable of suffering romantic agony. And so you get the possibility of Holmes being in love.
There's this incredible scene where Sherlock tries to get out of fathering the child by claiming that he's gay. Dr. Watson, who is a famous lady killer, is having a wonderful time with all these Russian ballerinas, and then the word spreads about Holmes and Watson's relationship. And as he goes forward in this Russian line, all the girls are replaced by very fey boys. It's just magnificent. And really, that's the joke we've run with in our series.
Sherlock, anything on the menu, whatever you want, free. Bonnie House for you and for your date.
Do you want to eat?
I'm not his date.
Billy Wilder described his film as a reluctant love story between two men, one being unaware of the other's attraction, later admitting that he'd wished he'd been more daring in making Holmes openly homosexual.
Holmes! Let me ask you a question. I hope I'm not being presumptuous, but there have been women in your life?
The answer is yes. You're being presumptuous.